O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust.
I am giving you worship with all my life. I am giving you obedience with all my power. I am giving you praise with all my strength. I am giving you honor with all my speech. I am giving you love with all my heart. I am giving you affection with all my sense. I am giving you my being with all my mind. I am giving you my soul, O Most High and Holy God. Praise to the Father, praise to the Son, praise to the Spirit, the three in one.
Psalm 16. The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall. Preserve me, O God, for in you have I taken refuge. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, all my good depends on you. All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble in heart. Though the idols are legion that many run after, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, neither make mention of their names upon my lips. The Lord himself is my portion and my cup. In your hands alone is my fortune. My share has fallen in a fair land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. And in the night watches, he instructs my heart. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Wherefore my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices. My flesh also shall rest secure. For you will not abandon my soul to death, nor suffer your faithful one to see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. And in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Let us pray. Give to us, Lord Christ, the fullness of grace, your presence and your very self. For you are our portion and our delight, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. If you will only obey the Lord your God by diligently observing all his commandments that I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your livestock, both the increase of your cattle and the issue of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. For the unity of the Church in witness and proclamation of the Gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the peace and stability of all peoples and for the leaders of the nations, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For places of work, education, and leisure, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For a blessing on our homes, for our relations and friends, and all whom we love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the sick and suffering, and all who minister to their needs, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, the light of the minds that know you, the joy of the hearts that love you, and the strength of the wills that serve you, grant us so to know you that we may truly love you, so to love you that we may truly serve you, whose service is perfect freedom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ our Redeemer bring us healing and wholeness. Amen.